someone you love is interested in classical music, listen carefully. This program is for you. We will play for you some of the best pieces of classical music and having you screaming for more in no time. My name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives. This week, I am not going to have a very definite theme, but I'm going to try and feature some pieces that have to do with rain, gloomy weather, and I'm also going to try and give you some examples of music that has been transcribed, that was originally written for the piano and then transcribed for orchestra, and other examples of contrasting versions of the same piece. The first piece I'm going to play for you is actually one that was played by Helena Della, who did a guest appearance on our show a few weeks ago, and she played one of Debussy's arabesques, the arabesque number one, and I'm going to play that again, and then I'm going to follow it up with an orchestral version of the arabesque. Actually, it was done by somebody else, not Debussy, and you might be a little bit disappointed in that. Anyway, here they are. Thank you. Okay, now that's the piano version, and now here's the orchestral version. I think I'm going to fade it out about halfway through, but here is an opportunity for you to contrast the two different sounds that you get. Mendelssohn was an important composer of the 19th century, and he was a child prodigy. That means he was brilliant and he could play all sorts of instruments and beautifully when he was just a teenager. And he actually composed this wonderful piece when he was just 16 called the Octet for Strings, which I played for you earlier. Now, that piece is so wonderful that they have actually reorchestrated it for not just 8 string instruments but a full orchestra. So here first is the octet for strings played on stringed instruments, and then halfway through I'm going to play for you a full orchestral version by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. So you can compare them side by side. Thank you. orchestra comes in right here. Modest Mussorgsky was an important Russian composer, and his best known work is this suite called Pictures at an Exhibition, inspired by an actual exhibition, we are told. And Mussorgsky's piece was so widely successful that the composer Maurice Ravel orchestrated it, and later Mussorgsky himself orchestrated it. So we are in a position to compare the original piano version with the orchestrated version. So here is the piano version by Vladimir Askenazy. The piece, the movement is The Gnome. It's generally believed that the music represents some a peaceful scene with the gnome sneaking about in the shadows. So that's what you have, that quiet music, and then diggy 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 ding. Anyway, here's the orchestra version. Well, last week we celebrated the birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach, whose birthday was recorded in the baptismal register as March 21st, but actually, according to the Gregorian calendar which we follow today, he was actually born on March 31st, 10 days later, but I explained to you why I prefer to think of him as having been born on the 21st. I didn't explain on the show, but I did explain on the blog. Anyway, here is one of the most beautiful fugues that he ever wrote. I've played this before to you, but here it's being played by a school of recorders, which is four recorder flutes that are played kind of like whistles. In some schools, they actually teach the children to play recorders. But nowadays, going out of fashion to do this kind of music education. But so those of you who know about recorders from school will know exactly what I'm talking about. So this is a Dutch recorder band called the Lucky Stardust Quartet, and they are playing the Contrapuntist Number 1 from Bach's Art of the Fugue.
Thank you. Okay, we are about a quarter of the way through. Please stay tuned for the rest of the show.